Mapping the brain. Some scientists have advocated a neuron mapping project, similar to the Human Genome Project, which mapped out all the genes in the human genome. A neuron mapping project would locate every single neuron in the human brain and create a 3D map showing all their connections. It would be a truly monumental project, since there are over 100 billion neurons in the brain, and each neuron is connected to thousands of other neurons. Assuming that such a project is accomplished, one could conceivably map out how certain thoughts stimulate certain neural pathways. Combined with the dictionary of thoughts obtained using MRI scans and EEG waves, one might conceivably be able to decipher the neural structure of certain thoughts, in such a way that one might be able to determine which specific words or mental images correspond to specific neurons being activated. Thus, one would achieve a one-to-one correspondence between a specific thought, its MRI expression, and the specific neurons that fire to create that thought in the brain. One small step in this direction was the announcement in 2006 by the Allen Institute for Brain Science, created by Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen, that they have been able to create a 3D map of gene expression within the mouse brain, detailing the expression of 21,000 genes at the cellular level. They hope to follow this with a similar atlas for the human brain. The completion of the Allen Brain Atlas represents a huge leap forward in one of the great frontiers of medical science, the brain, states Mark Tessier-Levine, chairman of the institute. This atlas will be indispensable for anyone wishing to analyze the neural connections within the human brain, although the brain atlas falls considerably short of a true neuron mapping project. In summary, natural telepathy, the kind often featured in science fiction and fantasy, is impossible today. MRI scans and EEG waves can be used to read only our simplest thoughts, because thoughts are spread out over the entire brain in complex ways. But how might this technology advance over the coming decades to centuries? Inevitably, science's ability to probe the thinking process is going to expand exponentially. As the sensitivity of our MRI and other sensing devices increases, science will be able to localize with greater precision the way in which the brain sequentially processes thoughts and emotions. With greater computer power, one should be able to analyze this mass of data with greater accuracy. A dictionary of thought may be able to categorize a large number of thought patterns where different thought patterns on an MRI screen correspond to different thoughts or feelings. Although a complete one-to-one correspondence between MRI patterns and thoughts may never be possible, a dictionary of thought could correctly identify general thoughts about certain subjects. MRI thought patterns, in turn, could be mapped onto a neuronal map showing precisely which neurons are firing to produce a specific thought in the brain. But because the brain is not a computer but a neural network in which thoughts are spread out throughout the brain, ultimately we hit a stumbling block, the brain itself. So although science will probe deeper and deeper into the thinking brain, making it possible to decipher some of our thinking processes, it will not be possible to read your thoughts with the pinpoint accuracy promised by science fiction. Given this, I would term the ability to read general feelings and thought patterns as a class 1 impossibility. The ability to read more precisely the inner workings of the mind would have to be categorized as a class 2 impossibility. But there is perhaps a more direct way in which to tap into the enormous power of the brain. Rather than using radio, which is weak and easily dispersed, could one tap directly into the brain's neurons? If so, we might be able to unleash an even greater power, psychokinesis.